If a Division 90 call has been entered but has not been sent to a tech and there are no open POs, then we can cancel this call at any time.
If the call is being managed by a branch, you must keep in mind that we never issue purchase orders to our own branch. You must make sure to check the status of the work order first before canceling it.
If the call is assigned or the tech is traveling to the site, you will need to pick up the phone and call the dispatcher to communicate the updated status so they can redirect the tech.
This type of scenario usually occurs when a customer dispatches a call that they didn't intend to. A call is entered twice on accident, an emergency work order is sent over but then resolved right away, or a work order is used purely for tracking purposes on a non-billable issue. These are all scenarios where the expediter becomes aware of the need to cancel prior to issuing a purchase order.